feedback, like, just, like, feedback like that.
What went on in school today, and how they disrespected you, and how Morgan may have agreed with what was going on, but did not take part in it. Because I always said to her, if you notice what my tone of voice was, my tone of voice was, you know, okay, fine. I know you're a teacher. I do not agree with my daughter disrespecting you. And you heard me say that.
Yeah.
But in losing her paper.
I completely agree with you. She should not have lost my paper. I think it's ridiculous. I have to redo it because she lost it.
Yes, I told her the same thing.
I know.
That you're asking her not to disrespect you, but yet you're disrespecting her by losing her paper and telling her you know she didn't turn it in. And I said, I watched her work on that paper. I watched her finish that paper. So why in the world would she not turn that paper into you?
I have no...
Okay. That's what I said to her. So I said, Morgan and I discussed this. I said, I knew it happened. And I said, so Morgan, is she going to meet you halfway and let you redo the paper? And at that time, you kind of like blew me off. You said kind of like, no.
Well, I think it's ridiculous. I have to redo 68 vocab.
Yes, I agree with you there. But I think a lot of it, 68 vocab words, monkey, but a lot of it I think you'll remember.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I really am. But, you know, like this, I'm going to tell you, monkey, this shit happened in college. And I told her what you told me that the girl, what was her name?
Alicia.
Alicia. I said, Alicia verified that Morgan turned that paper in.
Yeah, I know, but she still doesn't believe me.
Okay.
She's just mad because I corrected her.
You know why? Because you correct her on that Euro.
Indo-European.
Yeah. And she owed that she was brought down in front of school, a teacher brought down by a 7th grade student.
I'm in 9th grade.
I'm sorry, monkey. By a 9th grade student who knows just a more than she does about it.
So you think she's a weenie-mobile?
I think she's a weenie-mobile, baby. You heard me talk to her. I thought I brought her down to the tracks. I brought her down to the hood, babe.
But how does that make her a weenie-mobile?
Well, when you've been brought down to the hood, sweet pea, and I'm not sure other teachers will, but you get enough complaints. If I call Miss Kelly on Monday and say, you know, okay, I've had enough with Miss O'Donnell. First of all, she's the only teacher of Morgan's teachers